It's bowled him around his front shoe. He swung it from outside leg, and it was Yorker length, and it has clean bowled him, and the whole team and the whole gabber have gone nuts.
If you go to Triple M's Facebook, Central Coast Facebook, or Triple M Central Coast Instagram, and Tubby Taylor's in there, and it is hilarious. It was like a comedy show. They are just cracking up.
Falling over themselves.
Laughing.
Nothing it's ever been seen before.
It was sensational stuff.
And speaking of stuff that has never been seen before, a local Central Coast team has gone to town over an English record to knock them off their perch again. They played Newcastle for the Central Coast in a world record attempt. Trying to break
last Sunday,
a 32-hour straight game of indoor cricket.
And from the Central Coast team, we've got their main man, Nathan Watford, joins us this morning. Good morning,
Nathan. G'day, gentlemen. Hey, so to be here. How you going?
Mate, mate, good.
First of all, how good was that cricket yesterday, the first test?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I mean, round the legs, I was a little slip over, whoops, here, and oh, got him, go on, you're out.
Mate, it was in half an hour, they had three. Half an hour, the first half hour of the first test, they had three wickets. It was just sensational,
wasn't
it?
We like to say that we inspired them by knocking off the Poms in the first go.
And that's what you did, mate, because they were the original holders of the world record for the longest indoor cricket match.
That's right. It was Cross Arrows Cricket Club out of Lourdes. Yeah. They had 31 hours, 27 minutes, and we took that on and cracked the 33 hours at 4:07 on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, that is magnificent. It wasn't your first attempt at this, though. Something happened previously.
Yeah. So the Newcastle boys last year had a crack. It was a fundraiser for a mate of theirs who had a motorcycle accident in Bali and had 4 hours in a ditch and 180 grand, long story short, to get the guy back, paraplegic, tried to raise money for him. They made the time, but they lost 5 hours of footage, and it's really strict with Guinness as far as all the protocols and everything, and they didn't get it. So they reached out to me. I'm a mates with a few of the blokes through Black Belt Martial Arts, which are a school owner there, and the guys I put together a Central Coast team, took them on, and we got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Round of applause, Where's the team? There they are.
Hey.
Hey, Nate, did the rules, like to do the world record attempt, were you allowed extra players compared to a normal indoor cricket team, or what was the go?
Yeah, sure. So it wasn't a sub on, sub off. So basically you have the same 16 guys, eight aside. We set it up so for a legitimate match you have to have six players on the field. We had six on the field, two would have a rest about every 4 hours. They get about an hour's break and you can go to the toilet and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And if a sub needs to come on, if someone's injured, then they can they can't bat, they can't bowl, they can't wicket keep, they can only field. And we needed to do that with one of the Newcastle players that wasn't able to be there the whole time. My mate Chris, shout out to Chris, got on your mate, came down just to watch the whole thing, few cans in, and said, mate, you're on, you got about 14 hours to take over for us.
That's 14 hours.
so he did. Mate, that's a long time. 32 hours.
33. Every hour counts, mate. Every hour counts.
33 hours is a whopping time to do anything, let alone indoor cricket.
Yeah,
it's just huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And the hardest slog was the sort of 11 o'clock-ish to about 7, where we slowed things down a little bit just for so we'd all survive. There's no one there, it's dark in the rest of the place, and we're just doing our thing, just a graft. It was a mental graft, but sun comes up, people come in, start cheering up, we get closer, we knock off England's record and then crack on for another hour and a half. And, mate, some of the Newcastle guys were like, they're in their 50s and we're just a bunch of blokes just having a crack, we're not professional cricketers or anything. And, they were just firing down as hard as they could. We all felt it afterwards. But, just amazing what the body can do in adrenaline. And when mates get together and do stuff, it's incredible.
Yeah. Well, you pump each other up as you go along. Did anyone start bowling underarm from exhaustion?
Yes. It is actually legal in indoor cricket, so long as the ball is on the full to pass a certain line. We need to do that. Some of the guys at shoulders were going and all this stuff.
You've got the Chappell brothers playing indoor cricket as well. Now, so what happens now? It's all unofficial, it's all going to be passed and they stamp it, and then how many months away before you actually take the crown?
Yeah, it costs an absolute bomb to get an official there to do the record, and we'd rather that money go to the fundraising causes that we were doing. So it's all bundled up. So we've got the footage, we've got accredited umpires, they sign off and everything. We've got witnesses, we've got all the paperwork. That all gets bundled off, sent off to England. They go and do their thing and determine. So it can take up to 3 months before we actually get it. But we're pretty confident that we've ticked all the boxes and we know we've made the time. It's just as long as no one's done anything stupid in the way that they take it off us. But no, we've got it for sure.
So basically, to get the Guinnessing, you say it's going to cost a lot of money. So what you're looking for is a Central Coast benefactor to stand in to pay for that so that all your money can go to your charity.
Oh, well, look, most of the money we want actually to go is to GoFundMe.
Yeah.
And speaking of benefactors, I've brought in Cricket Australia got on board with us. And they donated a signed 2019 Ashes bat. And, you know, you can touch it, feel it, see it's real. It's there.
Yeah. You've got Timmy Payne or Captain that stage. Bancroft, Paddy Cummins there. That'd be worth a fortune.
After yesterday. How good's that?
Usman, Nathan Lyon, James Patterson, Peter Siddle, Steve Smith, Matthew Wade, Dave Warner, all there and all signed.
Yep.
And all signed ever.
Absolutely. So what we're doing is,
wow, look at this.
Is whatever business or settle down. Whatever business, you've got to give it back, mate. Whatever business or individual donates the most to our GoFundMe page, which we'll talk about shortly, I'm sure, we'll give them that bat. But just as a heads up, I donated out of my business $1,000 because you've got to put your money where the mouth is. So far, I've got the best bid so far. So some business or someone's got to beat that.
So what do they go to if people want to donate to the cause? What do they go to, Nath?
The best place is on our Facebook page, Central Coast. Just putting that down. Cricket World Record for Men's Mental Health.
Yeah.
I've pinned the GoFundMe page at the top.
Yep.
And that'll take you straight to the GoFundMe page and you can donate there. And you can also see everything that sort of went on. We did some live streaming, all that sort of stuff as well.
And a great cause too.
Your business could be part of a world record.
And then and then you win.
And you get this bloody bat. The street cred of the donation, plus you got the world record, plus the bat.
And the notoriety and a handshake with a world record holder. Hey!
Good on you, mate.
Mate, well, thank you. And when you do become world records, you get that actual certificate and everything. Can't wait to see it in the book. Do they have books anymore? Is it all online? Probably. I know it's all online. I don't know.
I'd pay to get one done so I could see my name in it. That'd be awesome. Yeah, and all the boys too. The boys were just amazing. Yeah. So, you know, shout out to all my team, all the Newcastle guys. Yeah. You know, it was just an incredible feat and everyone that supported us.
Mate, as I said, we jump on in any and every bandwagon. Nathan Whiteford from unofficial world record holders from the Central Coast. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure. Cheers. Buddy.